to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jamwa Manifestation Coach, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about creating the inner space for your desired manifestations. So one of the funniest and trippiest and crazy things about life is that it's actually all coming from within. When you look out your eyes every day at your world and the world and other people and everything, you're actually looking at yourself. You're actually looking at the contents of your own mind. So the way you go about manifesting, the way you go about reaching goals, the way you go about creating is by filling the contents of your mind and your emotions, your subconscious mind. You create your inner space. You map it out the way you want it all to be. And this is actually the work of life. Because everything else is a projection of that. And you know what the cool thing about this is? In my experience, this just gets juicier and juicier and more delicious and more delicious. The more I practice this and the more I see it happening and the more I learn about it, the more I learn about myself and the world and apply this, the more heaven on earth I experience, the more blissful states of consciousness I experience, the more truly it's like doing magic sometimes. Magical states of consciousness. Where things just happen and things just appear. There's no logical reason sometimes, but then you make up a logical reason because it's not hard to do that. So it does take getting out of the logical mind sometimes to really access manifesting things that seem maybe unreasonable to your current belief system or illogical to your current belief system, but just know that any of that can change at any time because if you can change the contents of your mind, you can change the contents of your reality. And we always have the ability to do that. So with the right information, the right practicing, and actually doing things that make you feel good, feeling good is actually extremely valuable in life. It's not something that's just like something to just blow off. Like, it's not important. It's actually very important. It's actually a very serious thing. But it's just feeling good. It's just being happy, doing things that are good, that make you feel good. Thinking thoughts that feel good. If you're creating a feel-good feeling, that sensation is serving you. and the people around you and the world, everything. That vibration is very beneficial. So it's actually very important to feel good. So you actually want to take it very seriously. Take feeling good very seriously. Not in the sense that we like get a super ego about it and like blow it way out of proportion and override all these other things to feel good. No, we have balance with feeling how we really feel, right? Sometimes we have to accept our feelings, the unwanted feelings, the darker emotions, the human psyche, it's all of it, right? But feeling good is actually a very important thing to make sure you touch into that at least a few times throughout the day, doing things that make you feel good. So for me, that's yoga and Zumba and swimming, like anything in my body, anything that gets me in my body, authentic movement, anything that gets me in touch with the sensations in my body, movement, that naturally puts me in an alignment with the way my mind is working. And that's scientifically proven, right? What exercise does to the brain. So that's actually very important. And what food does to the brain, all these things, right? Brain health is very important in the manifestation process because you're using your mind, your brain to manifest. So creating the inner space for your desired manifestations. Feeling good is a big part of that. And creating the space, another huge part of creating the space is removing tons of ideas, like baggage that you don't need to carry with you into the next moment, right? Amazing practice in manifestation that is highly under talked about and undervalued is just cleaning yourself out, starting fresh, blank canvas. Something I use for this is counseling. Whenever I have a therapy session with my counselor, I always speed up my manifestations because everything that's in my mind and in my psyche, when I have someone to hold space for my whole psyche like that for a whole hour, this is a tremendously powerful, right? Someone who's living life the way I'm living life, like from the inside out, right? I live from the inside out as much as I can. You're gonna start valuing things like this, right? You're gonna start valuing what you put in your body, the thoughts you'll allow yourself to think, the things you'll allow yourself to put your attention on, and things like counseling, you know, coaching, studying how manifestation works. So I value counseling so much in my manifestation process because having someone hold space for everything going on inside of me, it's like we there's two of us looking at and holding space for, you know, my inner world. That is so valuable. So valuable. Highly undervalued in this world, but extremely in truth, right? The truth is that this is an extremely valuable thing. Now, the right person definitely is important because I've had some bad experiences with therapists as well. So it is very important that you do manifest a therapist that is your soulmate therapist, kind of a thing, like the aligned person for you, and someone that you genuinely feel safe with, right? You're not trying to feel safe with them. You automatically feel safe with them and comfortable. It should be someone you feel comfortable with automatically. So creating the inner space for your desired manifestations. When you have a practice of clearing out, like I'm saying, for me, counseling is one of the ways that I clear out the space so that I can manifest what's in my vortex, Abraham Hicks term, right? What's in my vortex? What's like, what I've been putting it in there the last months and days and weeks, and it just starts coming out after a therapy session. It just starts manifesting. So being in tune with my psyche helps me see how everything is my inner world pushed out, right? Neville Goddard says, everyone is you pushed out and everything is you pushed out, right? And I'm saying I'm living from the inside out. Everything is the contents of your mind, right? These are all similar ways to say the same thing, that the world that you see out your eyes and perceive with your senses is your inner world expressed, is the contents of your mind expressed. So you can get very scientific about your inner world if you want to. You can get very organized about your inner world if you want to. You can literally study the human psyche. I always explain this to people because I think this is highly misunderstood. The human psyche is studyable. Like how scientists are studying in biology, like the anatomy of cells. You can study the anatomy of the psyche. In fact, there's a book called The Anatomy of the Psyche, and I highly recommend that book. Or my other favorite book, Map of the Soul by Murray Stein. This is one of the best books I've ever read. It literally maps out the human psyche. You can completely understand human life through studying the human psyche. As this should be, you know, mandatory knowledge that we all learn in high school or something, but unfortunately it's not. So creating the inner space for your desire manifestation requires that you do have a connection to your inner world. You do have a connection to your psyche. You know what's going on in there. And it is abstract. It is ethereal. It can feel very like uncertain in there because it's all energetic. Like the psyche is an energy, but it's also alive. You know, energy is aliveness. It is intelligence. So the way we listen to our own psyches and the way we listen to our own soul, it definitely is something to intend to get better at over time. Because there's so many benefits to having that connection with yourself. When you're connected to your psyche, in my experience, what happens is I start to see how, like just how much everything is my mind expressed. Everything is my projections pushed out, right? So this is like something very important about manifestation is to actually understand how your psyche is working. And I really recommend Map of the Soul. This is a Jungian psychology book. And I also recommend remembering, you know, that you have, like, you can map out the psyche. You have the conscious mind, you have the subconscious mind, you have then you have the collective unconscious, right? We're all connected down there in the collective unconscious. Like, and there are archetypes within the collective unconscious, and they're universal, you know, to human existence. So for sure, 100%, you can understand the human psyche way more than you realize. And it is very similar to studying how cells work. Like, just how scientists are figuring out how cells are working. Like, you can study your psyche and other people's psyche to understand them better, right? The goal is to have good intentions too. The intention is to be able to understand so that we can connect and have healthier, happier, more fulfilling relationships with people and feel more like we're not alone. We're all very similar and very connected, yet very unique. Very unique. So, and that is a miracle. Like, there are so many miracles already happening all day, every day. Right now, there's so many miracles happening. The fact that I'm breathing, I'm able to speak these words and put it into my podcast. Like, what is this? Miracles are happening all the time. I mean, this is the miracle right here. You know, don't go too far. You don't have to go far to find what you're looking for. You got it all in your consciousness. Everything exists here and now in your consciousness. There's nowhere to go, actually. Wherever you go, you're there, which is you're there in your consciousness. Consciousness is there. Consciousness is always here and now. And you can't escape it. You're already it. So when you fill your consciousness with the thoughts and feelings, and if you're a visualizer, you know, visualize it, see it in your mind's eye, feel it. When you can feel something, that's a really good indicator that it's going to manifest soon. When you feel it done, and then you just keep practicing that. You just keep practicing it. You feel it. You think it. You start perceiving it. And then where is it coming from? It's coming from inside of you. It's coming from you. It's coming from the contents of your inner world, your psyche, your mind. It is you pushed out. And the other thing that the way I like to explain it is that manifesting is using your spiritual energy to manifest something, to create something. So you're not just using your human to manifest. You're using your higher self. You're using, we have, you know, energy bodies too. We don't just have a physical body. We have a energy body, a light body, you know, and there's layers, there's koshas. You can Google all this information. It's all out there. Yoga, like, there's a lot going on that we often forget about because we get so focused on what our senses pick up. But there's so much more happening on the spiritual level, in the spiritual plane, like in the energetic planes. So all this is happening, and then the physical is kind of the last one to get the memo. It's the slowest moving energy. Matter is slower than your spiritual body. But your spiritual body already knows. I think, in my experience, my spiritual body already knows everything that's going to happen. and everything that I'm going to want to manifest. Like, I don't know all of that information, but like, sometimes I really get that sense that there's this part of me that already knows everything that's going to happen. And it already knows everything I'm going to want to manifest. But again, we came here for the experience of manifesting it. But that's why a lot of manifestation information says it's already done. Because your spirit already knows, your higher self, your light body, your energetic bodies, like, they're already there. So it's like the 3D, the physical world, is like playing catch up to that. But like, we want this process of like thinking, oh, everything's horrible, we don't have what we want, and blah, 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 blah. We want, it's almost like we want to forget that we don't have it all already, because we like this contrast of being it all being done, having it all, and then losing it to get it back. Because that's fun. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable to go between the two. And that's okay. This is a beautiful thing about life. This is what actually we all desire. We desire to, we know who we are, but then we want to forget who we are, and then we want to remember who we are, and we want to do it over and over and over again, because it's like every time we remember, it's like Christmas morning again. And then every time we forget, it's like we're just so lost, and we're just so like, ah. But even that is like enjoyable to our spirit, because like, as a spiritual being having a human experience, we are, we know on some level that we already have it all. So we want this process of merging our spiritual body with the human form, and then bringing more spirit onto the planet, bringing more of our spirit into this physical world to manifest a beautiful heaven on earth, a beautiful reality, all kinds of beautiful realities that you can't even think of yet are possible to manifest, you know? So ask your spirit, ask for those higher desires to come into you so that you can manifest them. Ask for those things that you truly want to show up. Ask to be shown. Ask to see. Get visions of what you really want, like your higher desires, knowing and remembering that you are a spirit and anything truly is possible. And spirit overrides human limitations. That's why we are unlimited beings. That's why there is unlimited possibilities. There's not always unlimited possibilities for a human, but a spirit already is infinite possibilities. Like, it's just spirit, it's energy, it's, there's no limitation there. So what we're doing here is we're enjoying this process of being human, being 3D, while embodying our spiritual body, our spiritual energy, and creating what we desire through that. So you can always intend to manifest more magical states of consciousness, more fulfilling states of consciousness. You can manifest more abundant state of consciousness, you can manifest more loving energy in your body, in your life. Loving energy, love is a vibration. Love is an energy. You're not getting it from someone or something out there. You're choosing to tap into it by feeling it and thinking in terms that make you feel it more, and expanding on that and expanding on that so that the love grows and grows. But it's you doing it, right? You're creating that inner space for love in your inner world, and then it gets pushed out. So then you quote unquote attract it, magnetize it. But really, it's just you. You're doing it. Your consciousness creates. Your consciousness creates. Your consciousness creates. You are consciousness, and consciousness creates. Therefore, you are the creator of your reality. And so, this is a joyous experience. How joyful can it be? Right? If you're always thinking purely positive thoughts, for the most part, right? You don't have to be perfect, but for the most part, you're going to live a purely positive life experience. So think about what is possible instead of dreading tomorrow or dreading your thoughts or dreading the next moment. Like, realize you're in control. Like, you can decide to choose different thoughts. You can decide to manifest beautiful realities, deeper dimensions of abundance, deeper dimensions of self-love. And then when you're not like in alignment, when you feel bad, when you're like lost, like you're not feeling good, like it's okay. That too is an opportunity for an abundance to come in. That is an opportunity for love to come in. Because when you can hold space for how you feel, even when it's crappy feelings, but you're holding this loving space for those crappy feelings to exist in. And like, maybe you only need to do that for like 5 seconds and then you're good, you know? But like, just tapping into that for a moment and being like, okay, I hold space for this. And you let the feelings kind of show you what they need. Like, that is an opportunity for an abundance of self-love to grow. So everything is an opportunity. It's just, do you know how to work with it instead of push against yourself? Like, pushing against, forcing, like, that stuff just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You're gonna end up cutting yourself off from your soul. You're gonna end up like living half alive. Like, your energy source is gonna start to get depleted because you're literally fighting against yourself. So don't fight against anything, just be conscious. Hold a loving space for your emotions, holding a loving space for your mindset, even your beliefs that you don't want, but they're still there and they kind of piss you off. Holding a loving space for them too, right? Not forcing them to change, but allowing them to be. So there's many, many ways to work with your inner space. But like I said, one of the most amazing things is to just clear the space, right? And however you clear the space, whether that's through exercise or counseling or coaching or going for a walk in nature, like whatever you can do to erase all these ideas you have about the past, the future, and just get present, right? Be empty in this moment. Empty yourself. And just be with pure consciousness. And then allow yourself to be informed from there. And then allow yourself to dream from there. And then, from that pure place of consciousness, dreaming from there, imagining your ideal realities from there, and feeling them real from that place of pure consciousness, right? From that pure, non-distracted place, that is where instant manifestation is possible, if not instant, very shortly after. And we're all capable of this. So we all can, you know, manifest more love on this planet, more peace, more abundance, more joy. Whatever it is, we can call that in from our spiritual bodies and ground it on the freaking earth. Like, this isn't very hard. It just takes awareness. And takes knowledge of this, which unfortunately we didn't learn growing up. But now we have all the information we need. So the information is out there, and I highly recommend Map of the Soul by Murray Stein. Anything by Carl Jung is good. And just understanding more and more that your inner space is where you're creating from. Like, your physical reality is just a reflection of what's going on in your inner space. So put inside your inner space the energy of your desired manifestations, and they will turn into what you can pick up with your senses. It will turn into matter, because this is already what's going on anyways. It's just now you can get more finely tuned with it. Now you can get more deliberate. Now you can get more intelligent with how you create your reality. And again, this isn't a forcing, this isn't a pushing, this isn't like an obsession. Although I'm pretty obsessed with manifestation. And sometimes I can get a little a little too obsessed, but like I said, I have a lot of practices where I come back into my body. Like, I get out of my head and I get into my body, or I get into nature, or I get out into the world and I talk to people. Like, there are a lot of ways to get out of your head and into your body and into that space, right? And holding space for your emotions, holding space for your inner child. That kind of stuff, the more like feminine qualities, that is so powerful when you combine it with the discipline, the mental focus, the discernment of what you will allow yourself to think about. You know, combining that power of the conscious mind with the power of the subconscious mind is just like invaluable. So magical. Can really just make your whole life pop. Everything that you've been wanting to manifest, like, that's in your vortex and it's like been in the back of your mind, it's been your awareness, and you're just like, when is this gonna happen? It's like, let me tell you something. is gonna happen, and it's gonna be easy. So, I hope this podcast served you. May you manifest with ease and consciousness, and may you recognize more and more how everything truly is coming from the inside out. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Namaste.